In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Today's a little bit different day in the life of our church as we have our annual parish meeting. And I reserve this opportunity now to just offer my annual report, a reflection of where we've been and where we're going for the coming year. If you were unable to be in our meeting, I invite you to pick up an annual report written. There's a tremendous amount of material in there, mission and outreach and good work that's been going on in and through the Church of the Good Shepherd. 3 years ago, we began a five-year journey through the five key areas of our church's spiritual life. We spent the first year, it's been a while now, on radical hospitality, welcoming everyone who comes through our doors and reaching out to them in the love of Jesus Christ. I'm happy to say that this year we welcomed 28 new families, representing 58 people, into our fellowship this year. In a time when many churches are in decline, Good Shepherd is very much alive and growing because we are a place of authentic community, a place where everyone and anyone can come and share in the life that is real. As you come into this place, you can't help but know that God is very present in this place because we are people of radical hospitality. We spent the following year on passionate worship because worship is our first response to God. It is at the very heart of what God has created us to do. We come together week in and week out to express our thanks and praise to God for all the many ways in which He gives us life. We don't just come here as consumers of godly inspiration. We come here to be transformed and to be sent out into the community to make a difference in the world around us. We don't just come to receive, but to give back. To give back to Him who has given us everything. We are people of passionate worship. Last year was a very formative year in the life of our church as we focused on intentional faith development, recognizing that our faith doesn't just happen. It's a lifelong process of learning and growing and encountering the living Lord Jesus. We spent our entire year last year reading, learning, inwardly digesting the living Word of God. It was not only empowering for our entire church family, it furthered our individual faith, and it furthered the faith of our children as well. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and said, you know, the story was the best thing that we've done. Because it was the first time that I had been able to understand some of the Old Testament stories. And to see how the full arc of God's salvation narrative came together as a whole. For the first time, they were able to read through the entire Bible and see how it all fit together. Some of those same people have said, okay, so what are we going to do now? What next? Well, I'm here to say that our spiritual growth naturally propels us outward, out into risk-taking mission and service. That's the natural extension of where we find ourselves. Of course, mission and service have always been a big part of who we are at the Church of the Good Shepherd. And you're to be commended for the amazing outreach that flowed through our church this past year. We served some 40 organizations last year, representing $160,000 and 11,000 community service hours. That's an amazing accomplishment. And that doesn't even include the things that you all are doing individually in and among this community as each of you serves in other ways as well. This year, we're going to recommit our efforts toward mission and service. We're going to recommit to our existing mission partners. They're not going away, but we're going to be looking for new ways to become the church in the community. Since the sale of the Cliff Moss Village apartment complex last year, we've been working very closely with our other Episcopal churches in Corpus Christi, along with other various community organizations, to address the real issues of poverty, homelessness, and mental health that are so prevalent here in our community. I think we would all agree this is a very huge problem, and it can't be solved by any one organization. But we at the Good Shepherd are committed and called to be part of the larger solution. And as the plans continue to formalize at the macro level in the community, this year we're going to be moving forward at the micro level to address these very needs. We're very excited to announce three new local mission initiatives for this year. The first is not really a new initiative, but a rebirth of an existing mission. The Good Shepherd's Corner at Six Points was founded in 1971 by a group of women from this church who had a heart to help those in our community who were in need. They've done an amazing job over these years. The Good Shepherd's Corner is a consignment and retail shop that sells gently used clothing, jewelry, and household items at significantly reduced prices. This reaches into the community to those who have an opportunity to buy some very nice things that they wouldn't ordinarily have an opportunity to acquire. Most of these items have been donated, and so the corner makes their profit by you going to them and donating your gently used items so that the corner can then take those profits and reinvest them back into local charities and missions in our community. This is the definition of a social enterprise. And the corner has been an important ministry of this church for the last 45 years. But it finds itself in a new place in life, a place where it needs new energy, new vision, and new life. It needs you and your commitment and your support, and it needs a compelling vision for the future. I'm here to say today that we at the Church of the Good Shepherd are committed to making sure that the corner lives on into the next generation. And we're convinced that with a new and compelling vision, this social enterprise has tremendous potential to expand its impact into our local community in new ways. This year, we're recommitting our time, our talent, and our treasure. We're going to recommit $50,000 of outreach funds as seed capital to helping to support and renewing the mission and ministry of the Good Shepherd's Corner this year. If you've never heard of a social enterprise or seen the impact that one can have in changing lives for Christ, I hope that you will be here in church Sunday, the first Sunday of Lent, February the 14th, as we host a very special guest, the Reverend Becca Stevens, who will be with us to inspire us. She'll be sharing her ministry, and we are going to be able to see in and through her ministry to abused women in Nashville, Tennessee, the healing power of love. Quite simply, the healing power of love. She will also share with us the power of the social enterprise to change lives by building human capacity in those who have fallen through the cracks, giving people another opportunity to do for themselves what they want and need to do. Our Lenten program will continue with Lenten speakers on Wednesday evenings that are going to focus on the needs of our community. We're going to begin with the new chief of police, Mike Markle, who's going to give us a ground level view of the real situation in Corpus Christi. He knows it like no other. Matt Lohmeyer is going to be with us, who's been helping to organize all the various organizations who are working together in a unique time and in a unique way for the needs of poverty, homelessness, and mental health. Then Diane Lawrence is going to be with us, the head of the Nueces County Behavioral Health Center, and she has an amazing vision for a restoration center addressing the needs of mental health. Patty Clark will be with us, a longtime partner in mission at Metro Ministries, and she's going to share with us her vision and how Metro is working in this bigger picture. And then lastly, the Good Shepherd's Corner is going to be here to share their plan with us moving forward. But I'm very excited about what I see coming together this year. The second new initiative is called the Coalition. And the Coalition is a new partnership between the five Episcopal churches here in Corpus Christi, Metro Ministries, and the Diocese of West Texas. And it grew from the dissolution of the Cliff Moss Village Trust and a collective desire to become the church in a more effective way in the community, especially as it pertains to local mission, because we can do so much more together than we can isolated by ourselves. The Coalition is going to support the Reverend Bruce Wilson as an Episcopal chaplain and presence at Metro Ministries. We're also going to be supporting Bruce as a liaison to the various organizations that are working together in the community to address poverty, homelessness, and mental health. And Bruce is also going to help us coordinate our local outreach and mission together between the five churches. And the third new initiative that we're kicking off this year is a partnership with Costoras Elementary School. We're going to adopt the school. We adopted them this year for our Angel Tree project. We've got a close association with the leadership there, and we have a unique opportunity to work together to meet the needs of the children and families who are so in need of assistance and help. You know, we're not called to do everything, but we're called to do something, because God has called us to be people of risk-taking, mission, and service. And He's called us to invest ourselves, our whole selves, in the whole lives of others. So I hope you'll join me this year in our journey for mission and service. And lastly, all of our work that we do here begins with a heart of extravagant generosity. It's a generosity of time, talent, and treasure. And I want to thank all of you for your extravagant generosity to me and to our Lord Jesus Christ. I stand here humbly and thankful to be your rector and the opportunity to serve you in this way. And I want to thank you for your generous gift to me this year of time away as I take a few months. I'm going to take 15 weeks or 3.5 months for a sabbatical leave this year, beginning April 10th. That'll be our confirmation day when the bishop is here with us until July 25th as we kick off the school year. And so I appreciate you giving me that generous time away for me to focus on my own spiritual health and renewal. Thank you so much. You'll be in good hands in my absence with Philip May and Frank Fuller, who will be assisting Philip on Sunday in our pastoral duties midweek. I want to thank you all for the hugely successful capital campaign that we had, Living Our Legacy, for facility maintenance. As you look around this beautiful campus, we've addressed so many of our pressing needs. Thanks to you who have stepped up and made all of that possible. We are just at the very end of completing the last items on our primary goal and are soon to wrap all this stuff up and bring an official close to it all. But it couldn't have happened without each one of you making your commitment and following through. I want to give you all a big hand. Let's give you all. Thank you so much. If you've forgotten all, take a look at that list in the annual report. An amazing number of items between both the church and the school working together to take care of this beautiful campus. Thank you all for your extravagant generosity. We had a wonderful year, and we couldn't have done any of this without God's presence among us and your willingness to trust Him. And I want to thank my compadres, my staff, Philip May, Robert Hammett, Matthew Blows, Sandy McCampbell, and all of our amazing support staff. Ann, Susan, Elva, Leslie, Russell, our sextons, and our office angels. Thank you so much for all that you do to make this church just a vibrant place to be. May God continue to inspire each one of us to live into His mission today and always. Amen.